Hey beautiful, if you're a spender money habit archetype, then stick around because in this video, we're going to talk about the pluses and minuses that come from that and how you can find the beautiful balance in the middle. Okay, so you're a spender when it comes to the money habit archetypes, which means that the money that flows in all manages to flow out again. And I know on the face of it, a lot of people think, well, that's not really ideal, but there are some positives to that and there are also some negatives to that. So we're going to talk about that. Now, if you're not 100% sure that you are a spender money habit archetype, then do my money habit archetype quiz. The link to it is in the description, but just stick around first because I'm going to talk to you about how to get a lot more out of that quiz than just confirming that that is your archetype and how to actually use the information you get from it to help you create a really beautiful, empowering pattern that helps you make your money grow and multiply and become magnetic to a whole lot more. So let's talk about this pattern. So this pattern has an underlying story. This pattern of the money comes and the money goes. It's kind of, you know, hand to mouth kind of deal where you're always back at square one. And even though maybe you're making a lot more money and bringing a lot more in than you used to, there's still really nothing left to show for it other than maybe some more expensive shoes and some more expensive meals and so on, but you don't feel any richer for it. And there certainly isn't the spare money lying around to show how far you've grown. So what's actually informing that pattern is an underlying story, a story at the unconscious level that says to some degree and in effect that whatever comes in has to go out. That is basically the conclusion of whatever story that is running in the basement of your unconscious mind. And these stories, you know, we're programmed with those as young children, sometimes they're ancestral, and they are what drive our unconscious patterns of behavior, of the way you think, speak, act, and even feel about money, to keep creating the same outcome over and over again, this money habit archetype spender pattern. So this spender pattern is your clue to be able to find out what's going on at the deeper level. And we'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. But let's talk about what are actually the positives and the negatives that come from this spender habit archetype pattern. So let's talk about the positives first. The positives are that particularly when it comes to business, you're really used to a fluctuation of money, money coming and money going, money coming and money going, which means that you don't freak out so easily when there is a fluctuation in your income or how much money is lying around. You're kind of used to it. And so your vibration, the way you feel about money and the way you feel about the money in your life, doesn't tend to kind of be very susceptible to these fluctuations. So you're a bit more stable in your vibration than other people who don't live like this all the time. You are used to it, and so you don't freak out. So that's actually a positive because it means you get to retain your abundance vibration and be much more stable in it. The next thing that's really good about it is that you're okay with spending money to make money. You're okay with money flowing out so that more money can flow in. You're kind of used to living in this flow of money comes, money goes, money comes, money goes, which means you're not averse to spending money to make money. And sometimes you have to. You have to invest to grow, and particularly in business. You have to invest in your business to grow, to put systems in place and all the rest of it. So you're okay with that, which is a really big help. And the last strength that I want to mention, the last positive that really is a big deal, is that you know how to have fun with your money. You actually know how to use your money and really appreciate what it is you can do with it, to do cool stuff with it, to go on great trips, to enjoy yourself, to have nice things that make you feel good. You're actually quite good at that, much more so than any other archetype. So let's talk about the negatives, some of the weaknesses that the spender money habit archetype has. And that is that this pattern of money coming and going and pretty much everything that comes going again, it's a pattern that continues even when there should be plenty of surplus, which means that even though your income grows, you still can't seem to get ahead. You feel like you're just stuck. You're stuck in the same old place and the numbers are bigger, but you haven't really moved. So that's really frustrating. The other thing is that you tend to overspend much more than you need to on your business and other things because Parkinson's law kicks in. And Parkinson's law says that the amount of resource required to complete any given task is the amount of resource available, which means that when you've got a big amount of money available to do something, you'll use all of it, especially when you're a spender, because the pattern is that all the money that's available has got to go. So you are the personification of Parkinson's law. And that means that sometimes, you know, you can get the job done with a lot less spending, but you'll definitely find a way to spend a lot more than you need to so that you can be back at that spender break-even point that you're used to living at. So that's something to really watch out for. The other one is that because you're so in the habit of spending money continually as it comes in and kind of getting back to that zero playing field again, it means that you're really good at spending money on lots of little things. And so it makes it very hard to achieve the bigger long-term goals because the money is going on all these little things along the way. And so it's not going towards the bigger things, even though the bigger thing might be something, again, that's like a holiday or something really luxurious and indulgent that you want. Often you can't even get to those things because it's just disappearing along the way. It's like there's a hole in your bucket, and by the time you get to the kitchen, there's no water left in it, and you've got to go back to the well and start all over again. So these are the weaknesses and some of the minuses that come with the spender money habit archetype. So what we want to do is we want to balance all of that. You know, we want to use what's really positive and helpful about this spender pattern, you know, the more stability of vibration, being okay with money flowing out, not freaking out straight away, knowing how to have fun with your money and enjoying it. We want to retain those things, but we want to balance them up and shift the whole thing to a more healthy accumulator type pattern where money is actually sticking around so it can grow and multiply so you can achieve your long-term goals and so you can start to feel relaxed about money and know that money is now taking care of you. So in order to do that, you need to shift that underlying money story, the one that says all the money that comes in has got to go. So to change that story, we use the money habit archetype, and that's kind of like your little tip of the iceberg poking out at the conscious level. It's the habit pattern that you can see. We identify that, and then we use that to work our way down, find the story that's driving it, the story that's pushing that iceberg up to actually even appear and in our world, and then you can get to work at unraveling that old story, weakening it, changing it, and transforming it into a much more empowering, much more helpful, positive money story. So to do that, I recommend you jump on my quiz, you confirm that you are a spender money habit archetype, and then I'll send you a series of emails that will help you dive down into what is the story that is driving this habit archetype so that you can start to shift and transform it and start to have your money, have a great time with it, and have plenty left over to help you for all the future goals you've got in place and help you get to that place where you feel financially comfortable and safe. So off you go, links in the description, and until I see you next, make sure you keep on embracing your beautiful and unlimited potential. Bye-bye.